Give me an American value.
Okay, liberty. Liberty and freedom are American values.
I've told you in this dialogue that the word freedom and the word God are interchangeable.
Well, yes, you have, but no major religion teaches that.
Do not your major religions teach that God is all-powerful, all-creative, all-knowing, unlimited, and everywhere present?
Yes, I believe they do.
And are these not the characteristics of one who is the essence of freedom itself?
Well, again, I have to say I never thought about it that way.
Well, isn't someone who is all-powerful, all-creative, all-knowing, unlimited, and everywhere present, essentially, totally free?
Yes, I suppose so.
Would not such a person be free to do whatever he or she wants, when he or she wants, where he or she wants, and have complete liberty to do so how he or she wants and why he or she wants?
Yes, I would have to agree.
And isn't that basically your definition of God?
Well, yes, it is.
Then the way you have defined God is the way you wish to define yourselves, and in the future you will simply admit that. In the days of the new spirituality, the idea of using politics to define yourselves as you've defined God will be widely accepted. As I've been explaining, you are using politics in this way now, but the idea itself is widely denounced, so you have to pretend that you are not doing it. Yet in truth, you have attempted to create a human society based on godly characteristics, as best as you understand those characteristics. You want God to give you those characteristics through the process that you call politics.
I wouldn't put it that way.
You wouldn't?
No.
The fact is, you do. You talk all the time in America about God-given rights. You believe that your political process should grant you these same rights.
You know, I never really have thought about it that way.
Well, others have. The other people of the world see what you are doing. They see that you have crafted a constitution and created a nation based on your deepest cultural values and most sacred beliefs. In other words, on your spirituality. And these other people also see that your spirituality is markedly different from theirs. They do not believe that people should have the same rights and the same freedom as God. They do not believe that humans should set themselves up as gods. They believe that humans should humble themselves before God. They see Americans as anything but humble before God. And so when they see American cultural values spreading across the globe, they see their own cultural values threatened and diminished. They see their own spirituality compromised. They see their own God challenged. This is what creates religious wars, because suddenly it's about survival. Survival of the most important and the most personal, individual way that people identify themselves, their most sacred beliefs. This is the source of humanity's continuing problem, and it is why the new spirituality will be humanity's solution. Humanity's struggle is not a military struggle, it is a struggle for the mind. When this is understood, then military, political, and economic tools can and will be used to help solve that problem rather than creating the problem as they are today. Indeed, all of life will be rearranged to become part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And this, in the end, is what will save humanity from itself.
How will this occur? What changes in our political process will the new spirituality bring about?
In the days of the new spirituality, humanity will begin at last to hold more basic beliefs in common, creating a more uniform standard for all political expression around the world. As has been explained, right now your politics express sacred beliefs and cultural values that are remarkably different from place to place. Dismayed by this unworkable divergence, some of your human societies have chosen to ignore God altogether and to form a political system based on no involvement with God in any way. But governments which have tried to eliminate God from the social and political landscape have either fallen,
as in the case of the Soviet Union, East Germany, and so forth,
or, in order not to fall, have relaxed their restrictions to allow God back in.
As in the case of the new Russia, for instance, and even a little bit now creeping back in China.
Yes. The impulse toward the divine is cellular, and even in the case of genuine atheists, can only be overridden by the sheer power of a mental process of overcoming and denying innermost instinct. Everyone and everything in life, for that matter, is imbued with an innermost knowing, an inner awareness of what you call God. The challenge continues to be, however, that yesterday's God looks different to everyone.